So I'm sorry you can't see the simulation, because if you could, it would change your life. You might say, well, how is that? How would it change my life? Well, if you look at the color blue or green or red or any color, and you look across the street, it's still the same. Blue, red, green, it's still the same color. You say, well, what does that mean? Stability. God gave you a stable place, a repeat simulated training program, so that you could be birthed into your new state. So you would have a hope and have some hope and have some knowledge to rise up out of this place. If the words that you use, you might not understand the concept that I'm trying to throw across, but you can understand the words I'm using. And so if I can speak a word and you understand it, there's stability in the language. The fact that something is stable, whether it's a language, whether it's a color, a shape, a symbol, a letter, the fact that you have stability in the language and just in general tells you that it's a construct. Somebody constructed it. And it's a repeat construct. And so the repeat simulated construct was designed for you to give you some hope and give you some knowledge and give you some ability to function down here. It's all happening to push you to the next level. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? I'm sure somebody can. Gravity, it's the same every day. Nothing changes. Yeah, there might be some storms and there might be some stuff that happens, but pretty much it's the same stuff going on all the time. And so you've got something to stand on. Your foundation is not unstable. You have a stable foundation, something to stand on, which gives you the ability to function. Because without stability, you couldn't function. So that's why people who try to destabilize you, those are your enemies. The devil taking them captive. Yeah, so the stability in life is from God. Anybody who tries to destabilize you is from the devil. If somebody says, let's go drink, that's demonic. Let's go get drunk, demonic, devil, demon. Let's take some drugs, demonic, devil, demon. I don't care if it's my best friend. I don't care if it's my mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, my kids. Let's do something unstable, demonic, devil, demon. Stability is from God. Instability is from the devil. Plain and simple. If you want to do right, if you want to do right, and hopefully you do. God will honor that. And God will give you opportunity to be in that position, that place, in that position. Anybody who tries to destabilize you is demonic. Plain and simple. A lot of times they want to destabilize you so they can get control and steal, kill, and destroy and steal your stuff or steal your property or steal your whatever. Your place, your position, your power, whatever. You know, it's like it's really it's kind of like playing a video game. You can see the characters. It's like watching a movie. You got the villain. The good guy and the bad guy. You got the villains, you got the heroes. It's just like that. It's exactly like that. And I'm not even joking. It doesn't matter. You can look at a video game, a movie, a cartoon, or whatever. I had a roommate in college one time. The guy said he loved watching cartoons. He could sit there and watch cartoons for, I thought, what? And then I worked with some dude. He said he liked watching cartoons. I thought, this is weird. Don't you see the same thing every time you, it's like a little child mindset. You're going to college and you like cartoons? Three Stooges was your best show? What's that about? It's like weird stuff. It's like just foolishness. Repeat. Don't you see the cycle repeat in that? In 2017, I watched as many time travel movies as I could because I was trying to decode time travel. And I realized we are time travelers. We don't want to be inside of time. We want to be outside of time. Inside of time is not where it's at. Why would you want to? Let's say you did time travel. You went back or forward or whatever, it becomes the repeat. It's the same junk over and over. I am trying to escape time, which I already have, I guess, because I live in the now. I can plan for the future, but it's every moment is. So this another by seeing the simulation and seeing everything's an out could get rid of your depression. Because you just live in the now. You know what's going to happen tomorrow. If you don't pay that bill, they're going to cut your water off, your power, or whatever. You know what's going to happen. Live in the now, people. Live in the now. So if all the colors and the words, everything's the same, so you gravity's the same, so you know if you do this, you'll get this result. If you sow this seed, you'll get this result, right? You reap what you sow, right? So you sow this seed, you get this result. Why wouldn't you just keep sowing the same seed over and over to get the good result? Why wouldn't you sow good seed instead of bad seed, you know? What's that about? Why would you sow bad seed and reap the bad seed instead of sowing good seed and reap the good seed? That's what I'm saying. If you can see that it's a stable simulation and see that it's designed to birth your inner man, then you can set some goals and accomplish some tasks. Instead of living in fear, you can live in faith. That's the deal, people.